Brilliance Audio presents The Next Republic, The Rise of a New Radical Majority by D.D. Guttenplan, performed by the author. Introduction. In Search of the Lost Republic. America, our nation, has been beaten by strangers who have turned our language inside out, who have taken the clean words our fathers spoke and made them slimy and foul. America, our nation, has been beaten by strangers who have bought the laws and fenced off the meadows and cut down the woods for pulp and turned our pleasant cities into slums and sweated the wealth out of our people. John Dos Passos, The Big Money. As he was leaving Independence Hall one morning in 1789, Benjamin Franklin was accosted by a Philadelphia woman, wanting to know what kind of government he and his fellow delegates had devised. The deliberations of the Constitutional Convention had been held in secret, and all kinds of wild rumors were beginning to circulate. "Well, doctor, what have we got?" Elizabeth Powell is said to have demanded. "A republic or a monarchy?" Franklin's reply was brisk. "A republic, madam, if you can keep it. From its earliest days, the survival of our republic has always been in doubt." Can we keep it? For many of us, that uncertainty became painfully salient on the morning of November 9th, 2016. I'd spent the previous 15 months covering the election for The Nation magazine, beginning with the Republican National Committee summer meeting in Cleveland in August 2015, where Sean Spicer boasted to me about how much the party had spent recruiting and training volunteers, and where, after the first Republican debate, I'd written that Donald Trump's unpredictability, his manifest inability to respect the norms of party, civility, or any institution or structure not bearing the Trump name, preferably in gilded letters, makes him the campaign equivalent of crack cocaine. Though I didn't think any of the other occupants of the Republican clown car could beat Trump, I assumed the RNC would find some other way to stop him. Over the months that followed, I attended Trump rallies in half a dozen states, from Florida to New Hampshire, where I spent the last night of the campaign at a Trump rally in Manchester.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?